WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
We often talk during this COVID-19 pandemic about the, quote, new normal, end quote. Well, what does that even mean? And what will it mean for individuals and society going down the road? I recently spoke with Dr. Anthony Bardo, assistant professor with a dual appointment in the Department of Sociology and Healthy Society and Populations in the UK College of Arts and Sciences, about all the different changes that we're dealing with as a society and individuals during this pandemic. Well, Tony, thank you for talking with me today. I enjoyed reading a piece in UK Now recently where you were talking about us adapting as individuals and as a society to the pandemic and maybe looking down the road at how our lives are going to be changed for quite some time. Can you tell me a little bit about your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think a lot of us today are obviously concerned with our immediate circumstances, and there's a lot of talk about when are we going to get back to this supposed normal. I think, you know, it would be advantageous for us to sit and think a little bit and talk to one another about what it is we want to get back to, and not what it is that we want to get back to a month or a year from now, but how do we want our society and how we function to look for our children and for our grandchildren. This time now is going to impact all of our lives in a long-term, very different sort of way, such as we can see unraveling from the Great Recession now, as we see sort of folks who would be in their peak earning years not having reached that at the time that they would have been expected to, and struggling a little bit now to find their way and dealing with student loans of their own and their children. And it's going to have a long impact. And I think one thing that can tie us together is if we sat down and think about, you know, what it is that sort of makes us happy, what it is that enhances our quality of life. We need to have deeper, longer, more in-depth conversations around that. And, you know, we're all isolated now, so let's sit down and talk.
I've thought a lot about that, as I think many of us have, where we sort of see routine daily tasks and even the passage of time in perhaps different ways than we did back in, you know, December, January, start of February. Is that something along the lines of what you're talking about as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think time use in and of itself is something that we should always be cognizant of and thinking about. You know, that's a lot, you know, you might hear that in positive psychology, or if you talk to a therapist, you might hear it from them thinking about meditation and things like that as we go about our daily lives. And, you know, that is probably the most precious resource that we have is time. So, you know, even if we think about how we're using that and what we're doing with our time now that we're home more often, you know, we're not traveling, we're not driving so much. We're spending time around, you know, people that we care about more, and then more in a deeper way. But yet, at the same time, many of us are probably also finding ourselves frustrated with those people. But that might not be because we're spending more time with them. That might be because we're finally dealing with issues that were buried and we haven't dealt with before. And while we're frustrated, it might not be a good time to tackle those head on, but start to think about those sort of things.
Well, and I guess one major thing that we're all thinking about now is rethinking the office or the workplace, where many professions and jobs, if we were wondering if we could do them away from the regular office, I think that question has been settled for a large percentage of the population at this point.
Yeah, I don't think it's a question of whether or not it's possible. I think, you know, maybe not a large, but a good chunk of our workforce can do things remotely. But it's to the degree of, you know, what that means for our organizational culture that decides to do that, not only at the organizational level, but our own individual lives as well. We tend to compartmentalize our lives into different areas. We have very different roles. We We're workers, we're spouses, we're parents, we're children, even as adults, we're you know, our parents are still alive, we're someone's children, we're neighbors, and so when we do that and we take us out of the workforce, or not out of the workforce, but out of the workplace, we're losing part of our identities in a way, and losing part of those meaningful interactions that we do have. And so maybe part of it is, you know, recognizing whether or not that's something we want to do, or whether or not, you know, we want to change the workplace culture to make it more enjoyable, or the time that we do spend there, right? Why do we spend 5 days a week, 9 to 5 or 8 to 6, however many hours folks are in there? Why is it set up so rigidly and in such a way? It's time to start asking some of those questions and seeing if maybe there's a better way to do it.
Well, and thinking along those lines with schools as well, I know many universities and school districts are struggling with whether to go with non-traditional instruction versus in-the-classroom instruction. And, you know, I think about my experience in high school and college and how much of the learning was interstitial, if you will, you know, not just in the classroom, but between classes. And looks like a lot of students are not going to have that, you know, 15 minutes walking between class, or getting a coffee with a classmate to talk about how hard that one professor is, that sort of thing. I guess that's going to be part of the new normal, is not doing that with every class anymore.
Well, you know, and I think it's really hard to kind of lump together, you know, sort of what's going on in universities and that sort of issue versus, you know, what's going on in the grade schools and high schools. You know, there's certainly similarities, but, you know, especially during those more early developmental years, to have those interactions with your peers and in a different setting and away from your parents, and, That serves a largely different purpose, you know, I think we need both, and learning does happen in those sorts of ways. I can speak more to the university setting, thinking in terms of, like you said, in between classes and a lot of the secondary socialization that goes on, even if it isn't course or material or class related, but about developing into a burgeoning young successful adult and making networks and connections and learning how to communicate with a, you know, a heterogeneous group of people. That's especially important here, and one of the major missions that the University for Kentucky serves is that you know, lots of folks come from rural areas and all over the state and all over the world. And we bring them together, and bringing them together in a physical proximity, in a way, I don't hate to use the word force, but it encourages interaction with different people. And even for folks, we like to try and provide the university many opportunities for students to travel abroad, but even for students that don't get those opportunities, they get a worldly experience at the university. And they're certainly going to be possibly missing out on some of those learning opportunities, at least in the immediate future.
Tony, is there anything that we've not covered in this conversation that you would want our listeners to know about this subject?
Yeah, I think one of the key takeaways when thinking about what we want life to look like post COVID pandemic is to think about what we want life to look like from conception until death. Why do we order the life that we have in the way that we do? And I think it's definitely different for men and women. Women have a biological clock that's more constrained than men. But keeping that in mind, what is it can we do to reorder life in a way that will make it better for us in the long run, and better for our next generations to come?
My thanks today to Dr. Anthony Bardo, Assistant Professor in the Department of Sociology in the UK College of Arts and Sciences, for talking with me about what new normal even means when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.